Welcome back to Insight on Cap Radio. I'm your host, Vicky Gonzalez. Well, welcome to Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band and the Magical Mystery Tour, which is taking place this weekend with the Beatles Guitar Project. The concert is a collaboration of students and professional musicians performing iconic Beatles music. The concert benefits schools with a need to fund their music programs. So joining us to talk about the Beatles Guitar Project is founder Ben McClara and Cap Radio classical musical host Jennifer Reason. Good morning.
Good morning.
What a fun way to end the show. So, Ben, I want to start with you. You're a Sacramento State, Sac State alumni. You've performed as a principal bassist for universities at the orchestra. But what else have you performed?
Well, you've done your homework, haven't you?
Hey, you looked at me like I was like I was crazy. Like
how did you know that?
Some CIA stuff.
Yeah, some spy stuff going on.
I've been playing in Sacramento since 96, playing in rock bands and jam bands and hip-hop bands and ska bands, like Filibuster is a pretty famous Sacramento group. And I was doing all of that stuff in like the late 90s and the early 2000s. And at the same time, I was going to Sac State and I was honing my chops on stand-up bass. So I'm a classical bass major. And playing in the orchestra and playing jazz. And I went to American River College and I played jazz with Joe Gilman there. And so I feel like I came up in the ranks in Sacramento and studied with some pretty fantastic people.
How did that lead to the Beatles Guitar Project?
Well, I started the Sacramento Preparatory Music Academy in 2011, but we weren't a nonprofit yet. And then we became a nonprofit in 2015, and we moved to the Clara in Midtown, the Performing Arts mm-hmm. Studios on N. And we needed to renovate our studios upstairs, and so we put on this big show. And my guitar students were like, you know, what are we going to do for the show? And I had a student that said, you know, we almost know all of Sgt. Pepper's. And I'm like, that's a good idea. Like, let's do the whole record. It's only 45 minutes long. It's like a big suite. We'll just look at it as a big suite. And of course, we could not do like Within You, Without You with the Indian classical tablas and all that stuff. So we played it as a blues.
Cool.
And Peter Petty came out and he and I sang the whole show. And then we had a bunch of other music that happened and we raised like $25,000. And we renovated our classroom into four teachable studios. And so then we host a bunch of teachers through the years over there, and they have a great place to teach.
That's wonderful. Now we're here several years later with the fall 2022 tour, and you have two concerts taking place this weekend, one in Santa Rosa, I believe,
yes.
And then also one here in Sacramento.
Yeah, we'll be at the Luther Burbank Center in Santa Rosa. And I've been talking to a lot of people about that show, too. So we're very, very excited.
What's the audience like taking in a 40-piece orchestra and obviously just like iconic Beatles music?
It's pretty incredible. You know, the first time we did Abbey Road was across the street from here at the Scottish Rite. And we had a lot of people from the city of Sacramento that we gave tickets to. And they showed up and they said, you know, I thought I was coming to a child's music recital. And here are all these professional musicians playing. And this is incredible. And it's really incredible for the kids. And I got to be honest, it's been more than incredible for the kids ever since.
Yeah, I would imagine playing with professional musicians.
Yeah, I mean, it's something that you really don't see. You know, you go to a school and you get into a band and you play along the side of, you know, other students. And you go to college and you learn repertoire and then you go on stage and you play by yourself or you play with college students. But there's not really a lot of, at least I haven't seen it, you know, a lot of situations where the majority of the band is a professional band and the students are like scholarship students. And so that's a real new concept. And, you know, I've been rolling with that since 2016.
I mean, talk about like geeking out like as a burgeoning like musician and being with professional music. It really helps you visualize what your life and your passion and your career could be in music.
Yeah, it gives kids students of music. I'll call them students of music. It gives them a real sense of like what a professional environment is like. So they watch Jennifer play piano. They listen to the horn players. They watch Darren Baker play drum set, and they're like so excited. One of the most exciting things that we do is the first read through at the auditorium with the entire orchestra, and it's real relaxed, and all the singers come in, like Peter Petty and Hans Eberbach, and Kitty O'Neill comes in to sing, and Jessica Malone comes, and Gabe Nelson. They all know Gabe Nelson. They're like, he used to play for Cake. Like, he's one of my heroes. I love all those records. I'm so excited to play with these people. And then, you know, it's just like it all happens. And, you know, it's a real the experience is quite exhilarating.
All right, Jennifer, how did you get brought into all of this? I mean, I follow you on Instagram and Facebook and Twitter. I also see you at work. You're
yes.
the classical musical host, but you're just bouncing around.
Yeah.
Yeah. All like from one lily pad to another, you know, you're just performing all the time.
Absolutely. And I will say I knew of this band well before I got to play. I joined back, I think, in 2018, but I was watching it and be like, this is awesome. I want to do that. And then Ben finally called. Like, yes. So yeah, I've been playing since 2018.
Wow.
Yeah.
I think your first show was on the 50th anniversary of the Beatles' White Album.
It surely was.
So we've had some tremendous anniversary shows. We've had the 51st anniversary of Sgt. Pepper's, the 50th anniversary of the White Album, like I just said. We also did the 50th anniversary of Abbey Road. So we have a lot of albums under our belts. And I would say that that is the bulk of the work that goes into all these things. This show does not exist. Like, you just can't call Pepper, J.W. Pepper, and be like, yeah, I want to order the White Album book for my orchestra so that we can do the White Album. Like, nobody has that stuff. And so it's been a mission, an ongoing struggle to transcribe the music and write it out so we have parts for the whole orchestra. You know, it's a very special thing that we have going here.
It certainly is. We're going to listen to a piece of it. It's I Am the Walrus. We're going to listen to a quick soundbite. I love it. I love all the texture of it. I've never seen it in person, but it really like transports you there. How is it, Jennifer, performing and taking it all in?
Yeah, it couldn't be more fun. I grew up with these albums, obviously, so to hear them in the context of orchestra meets rock band, I cannot describe to you how much sound is on that stage. It's pretty epic.
Matt, what are the challenges, maybe logistically, that exist putting something like this on?
Well, logistically, musically, I would say the big logistical problem is, you know, of course, making all the bookings and the, you know, that the normal stuff. Like before I walked in here, I was calling Enterprise Truck Rental. I'm on the phone with Enterprise.
The non-sexy stuff.
Yeah, right, exactly.
Musically, the logistics of the music is really, really important. And I learned that in 2017 when we did the White Album for the very first time at the Crest Theater. A violin player who's on this show, Ray Lynn, is playing second violin. I said, Ray Lynn, did you love the show? And she goes, yeah, it was okay. And I'm all, oh, what could have been better? And she goes, well, I wish you would write more music for the orchestra. And I'm like, oh, my goodness. I have a lot of work to do. I have professional musicians who are bored because, I mean, like, if you go listen to the
That's
Beatles.
Quite the epiphany.
Yeah,
I know, right?
They want to play more. And if you go listen to the Beatles albums, you go, okay, you count all the songs and you go, yeah, well, I have orchestra on 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 songs, and there's like 17 songs on Sgt. Pepper's. And then you start to think and you go, okay, what can I do? So the arranging of the records has been It's a quest. It's a dedication. For instance, like if any of your listeners go on and go listen to the end of I Am the Walrus, I wrote the entire ending of that song for Jennifer.
Well, thank you so much for joining us. You're gonna have a blast this weekend.
Definitely.
I'm so excited for you. Ben McClare is the founder of the Beatles Guitar Project, and Jennifer Reason is obviously Cap Radio's classical musical host. Thank you both so much.
Thank you.
Have
great
a wonderful
seeing
day.
You.
Thanks for
and
having us.
And the Beatles Guitar Project will perform Sunday, November 13th at Sacramento's Memorial Auditorium. So this weekend. That is it for Insight today. You can learn more about our guests at capradio.org/insight. You can also subscribe to the Insight podcast. If you want to join the conversation, you can email us, insight@capradio.org. I'm Vicki Gonzalez. Thanks for joining us. Have a fantastic weekend.